This Sunday, artwork and artifacts about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. will be on display at the East Lansing Hanna Community Center. And joining me now to talk about that is Elaine Hardy, chairperson of the Greater Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Commission.
Thank you so much, Reginald. I'm happy to be here.
Elaine, tell me about some of the objects we will see.
So what we have on exhibit are some artistic interpretations of prints that are of iconic images from the civil rights movement. So you'll see images from Selma, you'll see images from Birmingham, you'll see images from Montgomery, you'll see images from Atlanta. And what we're hoping to do is tell the story of Martin with those images in a chronological order from the time he emerged on the scene as the civil rights leader through his assassination and then up until his birthday was recognized as a national holiday.
Where did the collection come from?
They're all part of personal effects from commission members. And some of them are prints that we have received from the National Archives, copies of those. But they're primarily privately owned by some of the commissioners. 4 years ago, I had the honor of working with a graphic designer to reproduce some prints from the Selma March when Congressman John Lewis was in our area speaking. And these particular prints are special to me because when Congressman Lewis saw them, he became emotional. He actually signed the prints for us. But I think all of the images that you'll see in the exhibit will evoke a personal feeling from everyone who has an opportunity to view them.
So this exhibit opens Sunday, and you did not plan for what will happen here in East Lansing on Monday with Richard Spencer speaking at MSU. But will people be able to see it on Monday if they want to have an alternative kind of activity?
The exhibit is opens on Sunday, but it will run through April 30th. So people will have an opportunity to come and view the exhibit on Sunday, on Monday. The art gallery is open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Why is it important to share these images and Dr. King's message at this time in 2018?
Well, I think that his message is relevant for us. One of the things that I always tell my children and anyone that I have an opportunity to is that he had a tremendous audacity in him to believe in the credo of this country, to say, listen, we are all Americans, we all are equal. And he didn't live in a time when that was the truth. He couldn't get on a bus anywhere he wanted to. He couldn't go eat anywhere he wanted to. He couldn't go to school anywhere he wanted to. And for him to have the audacity to believe that and bring a whole nation along with him and then bring a whole world along with him, his message is relevant today. We see renewed challenges to voting rights. We see a climate in this country that is not as inclusive as it could be. But one of the things about Dr. King and his message, it always embodied hope and the belief that America is the America that it says it is. And Reggie, I have to tell you that when I was born, there was no provision in the United States Constitution that protected my right to vote. And I had in my lifetime the opportunity to vote for an African-American president and a woman president. I believe in that America that Dr. King believed in. I know that tomorrow might be hard for some of us. I know that we are looking at renewed challenges, but I believe that there is a better day. And I know that because I know Americans. I know my neighbors. And I know that we will always search to be a good place to be for everyone. I know that we'll always search in ourselves for our better angels. And I know that we believe in the higher ideals of our country. And so when I think about Dr. King and the relevance of his message of social justice, inclusion, and making certain that everyone is counted, I know that it's relevant for everyone today. And I still believe in that America. And I still believe in his dream.
Well, thank you, Elaine Hardy, chairperson of the Greater Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. History Commission, for joining us.
Thank you.